views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host Sue London overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Now, here's your host, Sue London.
Hello, everyone. I'm Sue London, and you are listening to Get Inspired Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour, and let us inspire you and help you to create that life that you desire. Now, if there's a specific topic that you'd like us to cover, or you simply want to connect with me after the show and say hi, well, connect with me through my website, and that address is AskSueLondon.com. The address, again, is AskSueLondon.com. So, Christopher, my friend, this is a special day in the London house. I have to share this with you.
Ooh,
you know
what
today is?
I can feel the energy here. I'm just going to take a wild guess and say, you know what? It had to be the day that you got the biggest birthday present of your life.
I did. As you know, a couple days ago, I had the big 50 birthday. I'm very honored and proud to say I'm now 50. And on my birthday, 9 years ago, actually, a couple days after my birthday, I married my Mr. Right. And so today, my husband and Ross and I are celebrating our 9th anniversary. And we've been together for 11 years, but married for 9. But, you know, we honestly will say that we have been together forever. And, you know, some people say we've been married or we've been together forever. It feels like it. And they're like, I wish I didn't have to spend another minute with you. Well, we're the opposite that way. So I have to just share that. But, yeah, so we're having our anniversary today. So I'm all excited, very grateful to have him in my life. Are you getting kind of sappy right now?
I have a tear in my eye. And you know what?
Yeah.
I forever will have that stuck in my head about how you're his adventure. I love that.
Yeah. Well, he will also say, too, if you come to my speaking events, that, you know, yes, he is the dog's replacement because my dog picked him and, you know, brought him to me to make aware that he was the man for me and that he was my mentor from Toastmasters. And when I went to Toastmasters, I was beaten, abused, knocked down, no confidence, and going to Toastmasters, just he helped me to shine, and he brought out the real me, and he tells people now, yes, he's the one that got me talking, and now he can't shut me up. I'm sure you've heard him say that to you, too, a few times, haven't you?
Yes, I have.
But I love him dearly.
And it was great. It was great to meet him and actually have him here in person when you two visited the Rhode Island area, and we can't wait till you come back again.
Well, we will be back, because I know a lot of ladies have said to me that they've enjoyed meeting him and having a hug from a man that is so kind and caring, and I certainly don't mind sharing his hugs, because he is a really nice hugger. But this is sounding like a kind of an off-the-topic, X-rated show here right now. We better stop with this conversation. But I want to just say, when we go to commercial break today, I want to dedicate our song to my favorite guy. Our song is What a Wonderful World by Louis Armstrong, so maybe you can play that to my favorite guy when we go to commercial break.
Absolutely.
My favorite guy. My favorite husband, should I say it that way? Because you're also one of my favorite guys, too, right? I got to watch what I say here.
So Louis, Ross, and myself, I'm glad to be in that elite three. That's great.
There you go.
a wonderful world.
Okay, wonderful. Now, I'm going on so much about how much I love my husband. It's our anniversary for a reason, folks. Don't think I'm, like, totally lost in here. But we've got a great show for you today. And I thought that it'd be very fitting today, because this is such a special day for me, that we bring back our wonderful friend, Catherine Tall, because today Catherine is going to talk with us about why we keep repeating the same kind of unsatisfying relationships. And I want to share with you, before Mr. Wright came in, I was in that, you know, why to keep repeating and getting the same guy that wasn't the right one. So today Catherine is going to help you to get past that and move forward. Now I want to tell you, you got to check out this girl. She is amazing. I love her dearly. Her website is nextboldstep.com. She's got a great book. She's soon becoming a radio host. I got to start bragging about her already here. And she's going to be on as my guest on the Dr. Pat Show on Monday, December the 24th. We're going to be talking about gratitude. And later in the show, her and I are going to share about a teleseminar that we're doing. It's a free teleseminar for you all to join us later in December. We'll have those details up on the website, AskSueLondon.com, so you can check that out. And today we're going to just help you to change your relationships. So without any further delay, Catherine, welcome back to Get Inspired Radio, my friend.
Hi, Sue. Thank you so much.
Did you ever think I was going to stop talking?
I think it's just magnificent to witness how happy you are and what an incredible role model you are for everybody to realize that even if we've gotten it wrong in the past, and maybe we've gotten it wrong more than once, that there is still hope, because if Ross came to you, then Mr. Wright is out there for the rest of us, too.
Right, exactly. And that's what I want to get out to everyone listening, that, you know, I had to do a lot of work on myself, you know, when I learned here that I was married to my first husband who, you know, 16 years, and 14 of those years he had a girlfriend. I could have been somebody who was angry and all kinds of issues and, you know, just kept, you know, getting that same person and being angry and not letting it go. And by working on myself and letting go and healing, that's when I was ready for Mr. Wright to come into my life. And Catherine, I think, you know, you and I have a lot of experiences that we can share that are going to help a lot of people today. Now, your story is similar to mine. Do you want to share a little bit about your story before we go to commercial break?
Sure. I was with my second husband. I've been married and divorced twice, and I was with my second husband for 17 years. We were married for 13 of those years.
Okay.
And it was a very abusive relationship, and I recognized before we ever got married that he was a very kind of could be a really mean-spirited person, but of course I thought if I loved him enough, he would change.
Yep.
And it didn't change. And it went from, you know, sometimes to more often, and then more often to more ugly, and then more ugly to finally it became nearly fatal. And it was only when it got to that point that I actually left and took my children and went to safety.
Mm-hmm.
So the kind of abuse that I received may have in detail been different than the kind of abuse that you received, but the kinds of effects that it has on all of us who have been in abusive relationships are very similar, and the way it totally erodes your sense of self and your sense of self-worth and just gives a whirlwind of self-doubt that can last for years and years and years, and it does take a lot of dedication to work through that.
And I want everyone to know listening that if you have been or are in an abusive relationship, whether it's physical, emotional, mental, or spiritual, just know that you deserve better. And that, you know, if we can go through that and come out of that, that you can too. And we're here to help you. So, you know, today we can't take any calls, unfortunately, but you can email us later and ask the questions, and we're certainly going to be here to help you with that. And also by tuning into our teleseminar, Catherine, we're going to help a lot of people that way too with this situation, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Why don't we take a quick commercial break now, and then, because I thought when we come back, let's talk about some tools and tips about helping people to overcome those feelings of, you know, worthiness or worthlessness, I guess you'd say, and then, you know, low confidence and no self-esteem after what they've been through. So does that sound good, Catherine?
Sounds great.
Okay, so folks, hang on to your hats. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back and enjoy my favorite song. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host of the hit show, Get Inspired, Sue London, overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host, Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com every Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire. For more details, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Gloria Messenger is a spiritual artist and angel messenger. Her life mission is to celebrate the joy of angel love and deliver your personal message. She helps others open to their angel connection. Gloria's angel portraits offer empowering daily inspiration. To commission your angel portrait, call 905-468-5529. That's 905-468-5529 or visit www.theangelmessenger.com.
Gratitude, asks the heart. Tell me, who are you? I would like to meet you and get to know you better. Gratitude responds, I am that which strikes at your door and waits until you open it with grace. I am that which only wants to partner with you at any moment. I am that which wishes your expansion more than anything. Gratitude is on a mission to create a partnership between the hearts of all human beings. Wouldn't it be wonderful to cultivate this state of being every single day? Stimulate the energy of the essence of gratitude in your life while bathing in this wonderful and powerful vibration with our diamond combo and transform your life in health, creativity, wealth, and enriched relationships. Visit our Gratitude Living Boutique at explorationgratitude.com.
We are back on Get Inspired Radio with Sue London. We have my amazing friend and wonderful guest, Catherine Tall, here with us today. And we're helping you to stop getting into those relationships that aren't the best for you. Is that the best way to say it, Catherine?
Yes, that's
stop
a really
doing
good
what's not
way
working.
To say it.
Now, we were talking before the break about how you went through abuse. I went through abuse. We had to work on ourselves. Everyone deserves to get away from it. And then you get away from it, and then you've got this baggage with you you're carrying. Let's give some tools now or some steps that people can take that they can move forward and heal from the abuse, whatever form of abuse it was.
Great. I would love to share some of those tools.
Okay, perfect.
So I want to share a really quick little story that will help lead into a technique that I'd like to teach everybody. Mm. When I first left my abusive relationship, I went to a support group that was full of women who had come out of abusive relationships, and they used to send around affirmative statements on a piece of paper that we could just pick whichever one we wanted to read that resonated for us that day. And I remember the first time that I was at this meeting and the piece of paper came to me and my eyes landed on a particular statement. and it meant so much to me because it was the deepest area where I felt I was lacking at that moment, but I could not get the words out of my mouth. I literally couldn't speak the words. That's how much I didn't believe what I wanted to be the truth. And the statement that I wanted to be the truth was, I deserve to be treated with respect. And I literally sat there and I tried to say the words, but they wouldn't come out of my throat because feeling like I deserved to be treated with respect had been beaten out of me over a period of so many years. And so that technique has really, really stayed with me. And I use it when I work with my clients, and I use it in workshops all the time. And that is that you want to start identifying how you want to be able to feel about yourself. Because I bet if I asked anybody that's listening who's been in a relationship where they weren't treated very well, they'd be able to tell you what didn't feel good.
Right, yes.
But it can be harder to get in touch with what would feel good. How do I actually want to feel in a relationship? How do I actually want to feel about myself? And so a really important thing to do is to just sit down when you can be quiet and undistracted, sit down with a piece of paper and a pen, and just write down, how do I want to feel about myself? Some of the things that I used to have trouble acknowledging about myself is I wanted to believe that I'm beautiful.
You know, that was a big thing for me too, that I did not think that I was a beautiful person because of what I was told. Words are so incredibly powerful, are they not?
They are so incredibly powerful. I wanted to believe that I was beautiful, and I wanted to believe that I'm smart. And I wanted to believe that I am capable.
Now, when you were saying that you had the affirmation to say, one that I worked with somebody, and what they wanted me to do was to get in front of a mirror. And I don't know if you did this technique or not. I had to stand in front of a mirror, look myself in the eye, and say, I love you. You are a beautiful soul. I love you whole and completely. And I couldn't do it. And us girls go in the bathroom quite a bit. And I was told every time I went in the bathroom, get in front of a mirror and say it. And every time I go in that room, I just could not do it. It took me a long, long time. But once I said it, it was one of the most healing things that I could have done for myself. Very, very powerful.
It's a very powerful technique, and I love to use that. And I've had that technique used with me also in my own healing work. And it's amazing how difficult it can be to look yourself in the eye and say something positive.
Right, yeah. Yeah, it's very interesting. And can I share something about abuse? When I was in my relationship with my first husband, a part of me, I was raised, and some of our listeners might be experiencing this, I was raised that when you marry somebody, you are to stay married to them, and that your role is to be a mother, completely and only a mother. You are not to get a part-time job. You are not to go out. You are not to do anything but be a mother, right? And so what happened when I found out about my ex and having these girlfriends or that, and I had a meltdown. Like, I was sitting crying one day, and my parents came over, and my mother said, no, you are in this relationship. You are to stay, you know, married to this man, and that's, you made that commitment. And I really struggled with that, thinking, well, I don't deserve this, but my mother's telling me this. Is this the right thing? You know that teeter-totter back and forth?
Oh, yes.
And, you know, I thought after hearing the words from others that maybe I should still be there. And if I stay there, then, you know, maybe things, it's better for my kids. No, I didn't matter, but it was for my kids, right?
Right.
And what happened years later, fast forward, meet Mr. Wright. Ross comes into the kids' lives. And my oldest daughter changed her last name to Ross's because she said it was the father she never had. My youngest daughter said she didn't know what it was like to have love from a dad that she experiences from her stepdad. And I wanted to take a second to share that with everybody, because if you're going through that teeter-totter or feeling like, should you stay, should you go, do I do this for the kids, do I put up with this, do not do that for any reason. You have to just know that you are so deserving and worth having better in your life. And what do you want to add to that, Catherine? Because I could just go on and on about that for hours, just that one thing.
Absolutely. And, you know, with so many of us, we're conditioned to believe that once you're married, that's it. You know, you've made your bed, you lie in it.
Yeah.
And that you owe it to your kids to provide a stable home.
Mm-hmm.
But as a therapist, and I've worked with hundreds of people and dozens of children who have grown up in emotionally damaging situations, I want to guarantee you that staying together in an abusive marriage is not better for the children.
No, it's not.
Because they are so aware of everything that is going on, no matter how young or old they are.
Mm-hmm.
They are so aware. When you're in pain, they know it. When you're in danger, they know it. When you're in confusion, they know it.
Mm-hmm.
When parents are fighting, it creates an arena of tremendous emotional conflict and chaos for your kids. So it's not better for kids for parents to stay together when there is abuse in the relationship.
That's right.
And that is, it gets back to that quality of what do I deserve, because so many people have been conditioned to believe, well, this is the partner I picked, I have to stay here, or this partner is my children's parent, I have to stay here. And the truth is that I believe that everybody deserves to be treated with respect.
Yes, I totally agree.
Every woman, man, and child deserves to be treated with respect.
Mm-hmm.
And if you are not feeling respected and appreciated in your relationship, then there are some things for you to take a look at. But let's get back to, you asked me to share some tools, and you shared a magnificent one about being able to look at yourself in the mirror and say, I love you, you are beautiful, and I love you completely. That's an amazingly powerful technique.
Mm-hmm.
And to be able to identify how you want to feel about yourself, and then to take that one step further, not just writing it down, but to start saying it out loud. Words are so incredibly powerful, and when we speak them out loud, the universe listens.
And do you know what else? Can I add to that, Catherine?
Yes.
When I did that, my two girls were listening. And when they saw me starting to value myself, that is when they started valuing their self. And like you were saying, our children see things and they sense things. My children were seeing, why is their dad not there, and the whole thing, and seeing him talking the words he spoke to me in that, right? And now we're talking today about the topic of, but why do we stay in the same relationships over and over again? But don't you think that if you split up with somebody, you don't work on yourself, you're going to get the same relationship again, and if your kids see what you've been through, they're going to get into there too? Is that fair to say?
Yes, it's very fair to say, and it may feel discouraging to our listeners to hear that, but basically, we are attracted into certain kinds of relationships for two reasons. One is that it has to do with the needs that we had as children that didn't get adequately met in our family of origin. That's the first very strong reason. And then the second reason is has to do with what we believe about ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Now, the work that it takes to work on the first reason that I mentioned that comes from your family of origin, we'll have to do another show on that, Sue, because that's a much more involved and deeper kind of conversation. But I think that what you and I really both felt we could help with today is how you can start right away, regardless of what the older messages are, how you can start right away working on how you feel about yourself and what you believe about yourself.
Now, on that point, Catherine, can we just take a quick break, and then when we come back, let's talk about that?
Absolutely.
And then give some more tools around that. Folks, you're listening to Get Inspired Radio with Sue London. We're going to take that quick break, and we're going to have a lot more with Catherine Tall when we come back. So stay tuned. We'll be back after this short break.
Some talk networks broadcast whatever they want to, whether the vibration is high or low. Others tune in to the highest vibration possible to help people live life full out. These networks don't come along very often. But when they do, they remind us that we can achieve everything that is possible to help ourselves, to help others, and to help the planet.
Hello, everyone. I'm Sue London.
I'm Karen Hager.
I'm CJ Liu.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. These networks aren't concerned about sensationalizing bad news.
They hear something on the radio, and then all of a sudden, their whole day is ruined.
They aren't concerned about sensationalizing individuals' setbacks.
Powerful, inspiring.
They focus on an amazing, innovative broadcast network.
You can learn a lot.
That helps people rise up. That helps people become empowered.
Empowered Living Radio is where you can find it.
That helps people say yes to standing in the abundance and amazement that is their lives.
The urge to grow.
These networks remind us that everything is possible.
Let us inspire you.
That nothing is limited.
Epic social change.
That our lives are much more than anything our minds would hope us to believe.
Overcome those challenges in your life.
These networks help us rise and shine to the occasion of our lives.
True empowerment.
Transformation Talk Radio is one of these networks.
Transformative radio show that will change your life.
Won't you join us? Join us on Transformation Talk Radio. Don't miss.
Tune in each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Wednesday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern Time, and express and experience the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment as you listen to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson. Get ready for a packed hour of laughter, tears, and a soul full of emotions as Elizabeth raises your vibration and shifts your spirit. For more information about Elizabeth and to schedule a session, visit ElizabethCookson.com.
We're back on Get Inspired Radio with Sue London. I have my very special friend, Catherine Tull, here today with us. And today, Catherine and I are bringing you tools and tips and answers why your relationships maybe aren't working the same and that you keep attracting the same person, relationship after relationship. Now, Catherine, before the break, we talked about, you know, a couple tools, what people can do, you know, from abusive relationships, starting over. Let's talk more what they can do on themselves. I know for myself, I had to stop with the blame game. Like, that blaming, we would blame in our relationship, we would blame each other. And that was something I had to learn.
Absolutely.
Do you want to add to that?
Sure. Well, I'm going to be really bold. That's kind of my thing, you know, taking the next bold step. So I'm going to be really bold and go one step further with that. Mm-hmm. Is most of us were taught to blame other people.
Yes.
It may feel like an instinct, but it's actually a learned behavior.
Mm-hmm.
And you're taught that based on, you know, how the big people in your life act. So if you saw people fight and blame one another and, you know, not take responsibility for their own actions, then that's how you learn how to communicate, too. And that's how you learn to handle frustrating situations. If you really want to shift the way your current relationship works, or a future relationship, if you keep attracting unsatisfying relationships into your life, which is what we were talking about, and you really want to shift that, then important work to do on yourself is to start taking responsibility for your own behavior.
Yes, exactly. Yes, very good point. And that was one thing that really showed me, when you're saying what I saw, exactly what I saw as a child is what I had turned into.
Yeah.
And that was really an eye-opener for me, and it really, there was a lot of healing I went through. Now, can you and I are girl to girl. We got some guys listening. I'm going to put our producer, Christopher, on the spot. Christopher, I love you.
I love you too, Sue.
We always have to have a show with you in it. What would you say was one area in a past relationship for you that you had to work on?
I would definitely say communication. And I think that it is emotional abuse not to communicate. And that's one thing I've learned very well over the years. And with Lena, my current significant other, try to be as open as possible. And I think any relationship, I think you've got to be open about everything. You got to be like an open book, and there should be no secrets. And not that I in the past have intentionally kept secrets, but you can't be afraid to share what's on your mind with, you know, your partner. You have to be completely open, because that, you know, just being a closed book and not letting them know what's on your mind and what's in your heart, that is just as bad as cheating and emotional abuse, in my opinion.
Yeah. And now, Catherine, do you agree? The communication?
I never had that.
I didn't know what it was. Yeah.
You probably what you saw modeled was the kind of communication where one person blamed the other person.
Yeah.
For whatever was going wrong. That's a form of communication for sure.
Right. And with my ex, he did not communicate, and neither did his parents. There was no communication in the family.
Right. So he learned how to behave in a relationship by watching his role models. And, you know, that's where we all learn how to behave in relationships, is the kind of relationship we saw between the big people in our own homes.
Mm-hmm.
And whether it's not talking or never dealing with your feelings or not being honest about your feelings, or blaming the other person. And, you know, very few people grew up in homes where their parents took open responsibility for their behavior. And, Christopher, you were so genuinely sharing something with Sue and I at the break. And what you shared, if I may, is that you finally realized you needed to take responsibility for your own behavior.
Right.
And when you did that, then you realized that your behavior actually had been pretty hurtful to the other person involved. Well, that takes such extraordinary courage to recognize, this is what I've been doing, and oh my goodness, look at the impact at what I've been doing on the other person. And when you don't do that, and when your habit is to never do that, that is emotionally abusive to the other party.
Mm-hmm. And go ahead.
So I just wanted to acknowledge you, Christopher, for having the courage to recognize what your responsibility, what your behavior was in that situation, and how it ultimately impacted the other person. It takes a lot of courage to be able to do that.
And you know, one thing that I did, and Christopher, I don't know if you did this, Catherine, you did this, I thought that if he was not like I thought he would be. It was my job to change him. Because I know that I thought that, well, if I changed him, our relationship would get better. And
right.
That's what I was about. Like, I was, you know, thinking that I could change it. People listening, you can't change anybody but yourself. And I know that might be hard to hear, but you got to change yourself. Now, you know, Christopher shared that.
Can I piggyback on that?
Absolutely,
too? Can I piggyback for 1 second?
Yeah, absolutely.
Also, you're going to spend a lot of time beating your head against a wall trying to change the other person and then feeling like that's the source of your unhappiness. Is that they're not changing.
That was me. Been there and done that. Exactly. Yeah.
And so that in itself creates a situation of participating in the blame game.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm unhappy because you won't change.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Well, if the other person's behavior makes you unhappy and on an ongoing basis, and if you look at your part in it,
mm-hmm.
and if you're not contributing to the problem,
mm-hmm.
then what you get to do is you hold all the power for being your own solution.
Mm, okay, yeah. And now, let me ask you this, because, you know, we can all now acknowledge we knew what we had to work on, and we've worked on it, and we have, you know, been fortunate and blessed that we've moved forward. People who haven't hit the realization yet that maybe they're playing the blame game, or, you know, they are the abuser, how can they, like, what can they do, what steps, or what can they do to have the aha moment? Is it just a matter of time, or situations happen that you hit kind of rock bottom before you have the wake-up call, or is there something that they can do? Like, I'm big into meditation, looking for answers. What do you suggest for those people?
You know, one of the problems is that people who are really stuck in the blame game, Sue,
yeah.
no matter what question they ask themselves and no matter how long they meditate, what they're going to keep coming up with in meditation is that it's the other person's fault.
Okay.
So I think that the first step for me
mm-hmm.
has to be asking yourself, what do I need for myself? And what do I need to do differently to get that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good point. And I know for me, what I did, now to add to that, is that I was lucky. I'd gone to a workshop with Mark Victor Hansen, and mm-hmm. he was saying that what you want to attract, you have to put the intention out, and you have to be clear of what you want. So
yeah.
at that point, when I had done this training, I had my ex stand at my door with the final words saying, I'm going to spend the rest of my life ruining yours like you ruined mine by having that disease. He walked out the door, and I never saw him again. But hearing those words were so empowering for me, because I took those words and I used that as like a powerful tool that I can have that life. Now life will be better for me. And so what I did was I did a lot of work on myself, and then I had gone to this event with Mark Victor Hansen, and he said, write down what you had done. Now, I'm fast-forwarding about a few years, three, four years maybe at this point, maybe four and a half maybe even. And I wrote down that at that point I was ready to have a relationship because I'd done so much work on myself. And I wrote down exactly what I wanted in Mr. Right. And do you know that my wonderful husband, Ross, has every quality that I put on that list? So talk about the law of attraction, right?
And absolutely. And, you know, I love it because this mm-hmm. circles right back to the first exercise that I was talking about.
Exactly.
Where
yeah.
you have to be able to identify mm-hmm. what you want.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to be able to identify how you want to feel.
Mm-hmm.
So when I think about how I want to feel in a relationship,
mm-hmm.
it, you know, in the beginning when I was first in my recovery from my abuse, it was
yeah.
all about, I want to be treated with respect, I want to feel respected.
Well, believe me, because of the work that I've done on myself, and it's taken a number of years, it's not necessarily a fast process.
Mm-hmm.
And I want the readers, I want the listeners out there to really understand, this isn't just a snap your fingers, wake up tomorrow morning, everything is going to be solved, you're going to feel great kind of thing.
But it's worth it. Let's add that in there. It is worth it when it does work out.
Everything worth it takes time and effort, right?
Now, so, on that note, Catherine, can we just take a quick break and then come back and talk more? Folks, we're just going to take a really quick break. And when we come back, we're going to give you some more tools and more techniques and help you to have that wonderful relationship. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Gratitude, asks the heart. Tell me, who are you? I would like to meet you and get to know you better. Gratitude responds, I am that which strikes at your door and waits until you open it with grace. I am that which only wants to partner with you at any moment. I am that which wishes your expansion more than anything. Gratitude is on a mission to create a partnership between the hearts of all human beings. Wouldn't it be wonderful to cultivate this state of being every single day? Stimulate the energy of the essence of gratitude in your life while bathing in this wonderful and powerful vibration with our diamond combo and transform your life in health, creativity, wealth, and enriched relationships. Visit our Gratitude Living Boutique at explorationgratitude.com.
Just stop what you are thinking right now and ask yourself, if I could have anything I desired, what would it be? Now expand that energy beyond anything you have ever imagined. That energy, that is you. What if you could have access to that all the time? Curing the incurable are for those that desire a different possibility with their life and their body. Does that excite your molecules? Well, check out Liam's website at liamphillips.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
Tune in each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Wednesday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern Time, and express and experience the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment as you listen to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson. Get ready for a packed hour of laughter, tears, and a soul full of emotions as Elizabeth raises your vibration and shifts your spirit. For more information about Elizabeth and to schedule a session, visit ElizabethCookson.com.
We're back on Get Inspired Radio with Sue London and my wonderful guest, Catherine Tall. Now, today, folks, we are helping you not to keep repeating those relationships that just aren't working for you. Before the break, Catherine, you and I were talking about, I made a list to attract Mr. Right. But one of the things, and I was sharing this with you on the break, that one of the things I did not do was I wasn't feeling, because I was, I guess that was kind of, would you say that's a symptom or a side effect from being abused, not wanting to feel?
Oh, absolutely. It's a very normal kind of reaction that when you have been exposed to a lot of pain and a lot of shame, your system can only tolerate so much of that, and it's very understandable to start disconnecting from your feelings. It's a survival mechanism.
Yeah, and do you know what brought it out? Was going for network chiropractic sessions. And that, have you heard of network chiropractic?
I'm certainly a fan of chiropractic. I'm not sure about the network part.
Well, this is, now, you know how chiropractors can snap your body, like you crack your bones and align you?
Right.
This is basically they touch you on the top of your spine and your tailbone. It's like energy chiropractic. Oh, my gosh, if you've never experienced it, and anyone listening, you haven't experienced it, you got to try it. It is amazing. I would go when I was really sick and flared up with Crohn's disease, and I would have this chiropractic session, and I would leave there, and it was like I was acting like I was drunk. I don't drink, folks. Let me add that in. But what was happening was my energy and my body was aligning, and any emotions that had to come out, they would come out. And that's how I was able to start feeling again, and that was very, or should I say, feeling for the first time, because even as a child, I had shut it down.
Do you
want to add to that?
Well, it's so important to start to reconnect to your feelings, because that's another reason that we keep going back into the same kinds of relationships is, you know, we know how to behave in a certain way, and you may have been allowing yourself, like, you know, 15% of your feelings about something, but if you allow yourself to start reconnecting with your feelings through all these different ways that you and I have talked about during this show, through doing the mirror work, through doing the identifying how you want to feel about yourself and how you want to feel in a relationship, through being able to start to get in touch with how do I want to feel, your feelings are going to start resurfacing if you allow them to. And that is so important, because how can you possibly be in a healthier relationship where you will experience joy and peace if you are keeping your feelings locked away because you realized in earlier times that you had to? It was the only way you could emotionally survive something if you locked your feelings away. And if you don't allow yourself to start to release those feelings and get in touch with them and talk to them, to those feelings, then how can any relationship ever feel differently?
Right. Now, we don't have a lot more time left, and I wanted to get out. You help people with this, right?
I do. I do.
You help people in person and over the phone with this, correct?
That is correct.
So how can people work with you? How can they get connected with you?
People can find me at my website, which is nextboldstep.com, and they can email me very simply at Catherine@nextboldstep, and I know that you have all my info up on your website for the show, so the spelling of my name is there, Katherine@nextboldstep.com, and please feel free to email me. I work with people all over the country by telephone, and I am going to be starting my own radio show after the first of the year, thanks to your tremendous enthusiasm and encouragement. And
I'll be there crying in the stand as I'm watching one of my babies take their first step.
My book.
Yes, I was going to say, let's talk about your book now.
Yeah, my book is The Next Bold Step, Learning to Love and Value Yourself and Know That You Matter. And every chapter explores why you feel about yourself the way you do and how you came to develop those beliefs. And every chapter gives you a really powerful exercise to get in touch with things that you need to be able to access and shift for yourself, so that you can have the life that you want and you can have the relationships that you want so much. Mm-hmm. And that's available on Amazon and BarnesNoble.com and also directly on my website.
Perfect. And I want everyone to know, listening, that this is a great tool, Catherine's book, to help you to know what steps to take. And every one of you listening, I want you to know, I've been in that place where you've been, and I have doubted, and I have not felt loved or supported or valued. But when I spent that time working on myself, it may seem like a long time to you, but really in the whole journey that you have ahead of you, it's not a long time. And when you work on yourself, you will find that you will attract that right person for you because you've let go of everything that you kept attracting from that vibration from every relationship. Catherine, you and I are giving a gift to everybody on December the 19th, doing
we
that
are.
Free teleseminar. I'm looking so forward to doing that with you, my friend.
Me too.
We're going to be talking about coping with loss during the holidays. And do you want to just kind of touch on a few things now with everyone to kind of give them like a heads up what they're going to get from us?
Oh, I'd love to. So many of us have experienced the loss of a loved one, the loss of a pet. Sometimes it has to do with being in that situation where you have to watch your kids go off with your ex-partner, and you have to feel all the loss that there is around that. And you and I both have those experiences in our mm-hmm. lifetime, and we're going to be able to share about what it's like to feel those things and also how to cope with those things, because anybody listening, if any of that is going on for you this year and you're kind of dreading the holidays coming and wish they weren't, we're going to help you know that you are not alone in feeling that way, and we're going to give you some tools and some tips and absolutely encouragement to know that we both did it mm-hmm. and you can do it too.
And I would say if I can
help you through that.
Catherine, don't you say that if you can handle it, anybody can handle it?
I do. And I
do
tell my
too.
Clients that if I could change this, you could change this. And if
yeah.
I could survive this, you can survive this.
And folks, again, that is a free teleseminar. It's not going to cost you anything. That is on December the 19th, and all the details are found on my events page at AskSueLondon.com. So join us, check it out, and again, it's there. We're going to help you through the holidays for some of you that might be, you know, having some challenges, like both Catherine and I have faced. Now, Catherine, you're also coming back on my, I should say my show. I'm filling the host seat for the Dr. Pat Show, and Catherine's going to be back with me on Monday, December 24th at 11 a.m. Pacific time, which is 2 p.m. Eastern. And Catherine and I are going to talk about gratitude. That's on Christmas Eve. So I want to have everyone check that out. And Catherine, have we firmed up the day you're starting the radio show?
Wednesday, January 16th.
Perfect. And
2013.
And that's on your website, right?
Not yet, but it will be.
It will be. There we go. I'll kick her butt, folks. I'll get it all up there for you. But, yeah, it's going to be an awesome show. I'm so proud to have done whatever I can to help you to get that going. Catherine, it has been such a gift, again, to have you on the show, and I just truly love you, my friend, and I'm very blessed to have you in my life. So thank you for being with us again.
And I am so grateful for you, Sue, and for everything that you gift me with and everybody whose lives you touch. And so I'm starting off the holiday season with tremendous gratitude for who you are and all that you bring to the world.
Well,
thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Folks, check out Catherine and her book, nextboldstep.com. Learn more about me. Pick up your copy of my life story, Soar Above It All, Overcoming Adversities in Life. And also I've got books in the Rocky's Journey Children's Series. All that's at AskSueLondon.com. Now, I want to thank my very special guest, Catherine Tull, for being with us. And I want to thank all of you for tuning in to Get Inspired Radio. Please join me every Thursday at 5 p.m. Eastern. That's 2 p.m. Pacific time. And next week, our guest is going to be Maria Simone. You may remember we had Maria on our show in October talking about making money from your passion. Well, next week, Maria is going to help you to make money during the holiday season. So check it out. And on behalf of my guest and dear friend, Catherine Tall, and my wonderful producer, Christopher DiPaolo, and myself, Sue London. I know you wanted to say something there, didn't you, Chris?
Yeah, I wanted to say thank you, Sue.
You're very welcome. Folks, we want to wish you much love and many blessings. And I look forward to inspiring you real soon. Have a fantastic week, everyone.
You've been listening to Get Inspired with Sue London. If you've missed any part of this program or would like to find out more about Sue London and how to get inspired, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com. Tune in to Get Inspired every Thursday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guests to help you create the life you desire. Tune in each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Wednesday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern Time, and express and experience the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment as you listen to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson. Get ready for a packed hour of laughter, tears, and a soul full of emotions as Elizabeth raises your vibration and shifts your spirit. For more information about Elizabeth and to schedule a session, visit ElizabethCookson.com.
Stimulating talk
gets those synapses in the brain firing really fast.
All the time.
The number one.
Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio. A higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey everybody, we'll see you there.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host at transformationtalkradio.com.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think the Dr. Pat Show's the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we've just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.